And what we got on us right now is How You Want to Carry It by Miss Tony, because the city paper is covering stuff that relates just to that. And we're here with Bannon Woods, their city editor, senior editor, not city, senior editor of the city paper. Bannon, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. How about you?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that Miss Tony there. That goes perfectly into this.
And tell us why.
Well, we got our queer issue this week, and I think we have the really definitive history so far of Miss Tony and the deeply queer origins of Baltimore club music. And Brendan Soderberg did this piece that really is just amazing, that tracked down every track that anyone knows of Miss Tony's. He talked to everyone that he could talk to. And it's such an amazing figure, and that in late 80s, early 90s Baltimore, that there's this gay, black, really flamboyant figure inventing this new kind of music for Baltimore. And to go along with the piece, we have the DJ Schwartz put together a playlist, or a mix rather, of a bunch of Tony tracks, as well as some of the interviews with people like Frank Ski talking to Soderberg, and the quotes that are in there become part of the music. So we have a musical part to go along with it. And it's an amazing story. We were talking about how this is really a book that Brandon ought to do, because it there's just so much, you know, and he converted to Christianity late in life and became Big Tony. And so it's a really complicated issue. One of his close friends says, you know, but he was always gay. You can't pray the gay away, of course. And so it really is complicated and just fascinating. And the music, you know, really stands up, as listeners could just hear.
And it absolutely does. And tomorrow, you know, folks, we're doing a major program on the debate and questions around the gay pride celebrations this weekend. Will be coming up in this program tomorrow. But so it's interesting, this issue you focused, something about the word queer, how at some point in our world that was a word you shouldn't use. Now it's the word people use.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's sort of our tradition. For a number of years, we've had the queer issue, because it's not just about gay, lesbian, trans, bi identity, but it's about lifestyles and it captures all of those things. And so one of the things, while we have a great article by Kate Drabinski, who you've had on the show, about the state of queer politics, we really were looking also at the very rich cultural life that the LGBTQ community in Baltimore has contributed to Baltimore. So we have Marcus Revlon, of the House of Revlon, of Voguers, who's on the cover, and an amazing city folk story on him and his career and going to Russia and all of these places from East Baltimore with voguing and with this dance that, you know, there was an amazing show from a Parisian photographer of Baltimore voguing. And so while we do get into the politics, we also really try to look at the rich cultural, you know, contributions. And it seems that word is one that is both accepted and can kind of deal with some of those, you know, address those cultural things in a way that's not just about sex or gender identity.
I look forward to the issue a lot, and I think that it's really important that you laid out the way you laid that out, because I think it's give depth and breadth to it that often is not given. I think that's really critical. That's one of the reasons we love the city paper. And you did a piece on, I thought it was about Art Chinatown, but it's a film.
Yeah, it's about the classic
Roman classic Polanski. Chinatown. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's playing tomorrow night, that's opening at the Charles Revival Series. And so, yeah, I wrote a piece sort of looking at that now, because it seemed like the movie, you know, I started with quoting George Trow's essay. You know, he wrote The Collapse of the Dominant, and it was assumed that I would have a fedora hat of my own by the time I was 12. I have, in fact, worn a fedora hat, but ironically, irony has seeped into the felt of the fedora, and any fedora worn by me without the protective irony would eat through my head and kill me, Trow wrote, and this is in the 90s, and so, you know, to look at this is already Nicholson's character is so beaten and not the classic noir hero. And now, after 40 more years of unintended consequences. And so I wanted to look at where we are 40 years after that, and it was, the movie is still just so devastating and really, really stands up.
I love that movie. It's one of the best, one of my favorite movies of all time. And it really is.
Hey, to go back to the queer culture for a minute, yeah. Drew Daniel, half of Matmos, he put out this amazing record coming out next week where he does queer house covers of Swedish black metal songs. And it's called The Soft Pink Truth. And He says that the record comes from my own inner conflict about why I like this stuff. It's a silly record about a serious question. You know, he likes this death metal music that, like, one of the main proponents of which killed a gay man in the 90s and went to prison for. And so he's trying to investigate sonically how it is that he's able to love this music that hates, that's about hating him. And so it gets Jen Wassner from Wyoak and all of these people from town on this record to just do this amazing investigation of these questions. So it brings together the political and the cultural there.
There again, the depth of the city papers. So pick up the issue this week. All around the city is a pop-up in the box and take it out and really enjoy this issue. We're going to go to break again with How You Want to Carry It, Miss Tony. And thank you so much, Bennett Woods. Looking forward to this issue.
All right, you too. Carry it smooth, Mark.
I will, man. Take care, brother.
Bye. All right.
And we're going to take a brief break and come right back, and we'll be talking with Delegate John Carton, who's seeking to become the next Attorney General of the state of Maryland. Don't go away.